This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning, hump day, Wednesday, September 9th, 2026. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Nice morning, 82 degrees and clear skies, but it's going to be a hot couple of days before we finally cool off. We've got a whole lot we want to talk about this morning. We definitely want you to weigh in. Tragedy in the small town of Wellston. A firefighter dies battling a massive wildfire. We'll have the details on that one. Governor Kevin Stitt is denying parole for convicted killer Verna Stafford, who was involved in 9 killings back in 1978. Cleveland County commissioners agree to pay a $20 million settlement, leaving taxpayers on the hook. Why one commissioner says it's a bad deal. A federal program to provide supper for Oklahoma children is coming to an end. So what happens next? We'll talk about it. Mustang Western Day is kicking off this weekend. We'll have organizers in studio to talk about what you can expect. And it's a Griftbusters Wednesday here on Freedom 96.9. Tara Harden with the Oklahoma Department of Securities will be here to talk about the Star 72 scam. Never heard of it? You will. Plus, we'll take your calls and comments at 405-608-4377. But first, your Freedom First News on Freedom 96.9. A Wellston firefighter has died after suffering a medical emergency while battling a more than 260-acre wildfire in Lincoln County. Joe Flake was taken to the hospital in critical condition on Monday and later died from his injuries. Flake had joined the Wellston Fire Department just 4 months ago after retiring as a truck driver. The department says he wanted to continue serving his community. The fire near Kearney brought multiple crews to the scene. The tragedy comes as the drought continues to raise wildfire dangers across Oklahoma. Governor Kevin Stitt is denying parole for convicted murderer Verna Stafford, who was involved in 9 killings in Oklahoma and Texas back in 1978. 6 people were killed during a robbery at an Oklahoma City steakhouse, and a Texas family of 3 was killed along I-35. Stafford was sentenced to life after testifying against her husband, who was executed back in 1995. The Pardon and Parole Board voted 3-2 last month to recommend parole, but Stitt rejected it yesterday. Stafford would not have been released immediately. She would have still had to serve out another life sentence for a separate murder. Cleveland County taxpayers are on the hook for $18 million following a settlement over the 2022 death of Shannon Hanchett at the county jail. Commissioners voted 2-1 on Tuesday to approve the $20 million settlement, with insurance covering another $2 million. Hanchett spent 11 days in jail before she died at age 38. Her family alleged that she was denied adequate medical and mental health care. The sheriff's office did not admit liability, and one commissioner opposed the settlement, saying the taxpayers should not have to pay without taking the case to trial. A former Oklahoma lawmaker is asking the state Supreme Court to stop Governor Kevin Stitt from putting a constitutional convention question on next year's ballot. Former Republican Representative Mark McBride argues that only the legislature has the authority to call the vote. Stitt says the state constitution requires Oklahomans to be given the opportunity to consider a convention every 20 years, and it's been 56 years now since they've had that choice. The court will now decide whether Stitt had the authority to act. Oklahoma lawmakers spent more than 8 hours behind closed doors on Tuesday reviewing allegations of improper conduct involving Republican Representative Danny Williams. The bipartisan House Rules Committee heard from Williams and his attorney, reviewed an outside investigation, and requested more information from House legal staff. No decision was made, and the committee plans to meet again on Thursday. Any formal disciplinary action would have to be considered by the full House of Representatives. Williams has denied any wrongdoing and says that he expects to be cleared. Oklahoma is ending a federal program that provides a third meal to students at schools with extended hours. The program ends October 1st, forcing some districts to rethink their schedules, staffing, and transportation they've built around that supper for years. State officials say the program had compliance problems and the USDA recommended ending it, but dozens of Oklahoma lawmakers and school leaders say districts were given too little notice after the school year had already started. The state says schools can instead apply for federal after-school snack program. A proposed data center project in Enid is promising a major economic investment, but it's already drawing opposition from some residents. Project Thunderbird would cover about 1,735 acres across four campuses and include its own power generation along with backup power for fiber for Vance Air Force Base. Developers say the project could create about 600 permanent jobs and generate millions of dollars in annual revenue for schools and local services. Critics worry about the impact on water, electricity, and the community. The project still needs local approval before moving forward. Well, the Star 72 scam is seeing a resurgence here in Oklahoma, and it's got a modern twist to it. What's the Star 72 scam? Tara Harden with the Oklahoma Department of Securities will be here to talk about it and discuss what you need to do to protect yourself in today's Freedom 96.9 Grift Busters. It's 82 degrees under clear skies at 7:11. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic. Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Check it out, Freedom Traffic, on this Wednesday morning. Got a big traffic issue northbound 35 near Southeast 51st. Expect delays due to a heavy police presence there. Again, that is northbound 35 near Southeast 51st.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
You know, new Ford F-Series trucks have been the best-selling trucks in America for 49 years, nearly a half century. Now at Vance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll find new Ford trucks of every model, color, and price, each shown on our website with the lowest estimated monthly payment. You'll also see every discount, rebate, and incentive. Simply go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. On our website, you'll also see hundreds of new Fords and read about our lifetime engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee, free with each purchase. One you'll appreciate once your manufacturer's warranty ends. Free with each purchase. One you're going to appreciate when your manufacturer's warranty ends. And it's good as long as you own your vehicle. Shop new Ford trucks in Guthrie at Vance Country Ford, 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, or go to VanceAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details on lifetime guarantee with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are falling into savings and can't wait to see you at the Oklahoma State Fair September 17th through the 27th. The best deals and the biggest savings are happening all month long on all Bad Boy and Yanmar mowers, tractors, and UTVs. Beat the crowds and come shop with us now. Tractor Bob's, I-240 Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Mustang Western Days 2026. Red, white, and boots. This Friday and Saturday, join us Friday for the 5K run, chili cook-off, arts and crafts booth, and food trucks. Then on Saturday morning, we'll start the day off with the pancake breakfast, a parade at 10 a.m., then back to Town Center for Chuck Wagon Roundup, more arts and crafts vendors, live entertainment. Join us Saturday from 4 to 7 for a free concert with OKC's own Super Freak. Make sure to join us Friday and Saturday nights at 8 o'clock for the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
The Republican ad war has begun. The Iranians are looking to respond to what we're doing to the Strait of Hormuz. It's a wild weekend news, and I'm here to cover it for you live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. It's Eric Erickson here. Tune in weekdays 11 to 2. I'll cover the news, give you my opinion, and take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom all across Oklahoma.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
Good morning and welcome back. Well, we got another hot day ahead of us before we finally see that cool down we've been waiting for the past month and a half. Mostly sunny skies today. It's going to be very hot. We could see record-breaking temperatures of 101 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, warm, with a chance of showers on the overnight and a low of 74 degrees. On Thursday, cloudy and humid. We could see another chance of showers throughout the day on Thursday. Then on Friday, partly sunny skies with a high of 95 degrees. 82 degrees right now under clear skies at 716. Well, a decades-old phone scam is making a comeback, and the Star 72 scam can leave its victims paying for calls they never made. Scammers call pretending to be a police officer, a phone company employee, or somebody needing help, and then convince you to dial Star 72 followed by a phone number. That activates call forwarding, allowing someone else to make calls that can be charged to your phone. The tactic is also now being used in newer account takeover scams. Tara Harden is with the Oklahoma Department of Securities. She's joining us now to talk about how this scam works in today's Griftbusters on Freedom 96.9. Tara, this is one I've never heard of before.
Well, a little bit. Yes, you're right. It is a new take on an old scam. But really, it is kind of the connecting point between a whole lot of factors going on.
Okay.
Sometimes or oftentimes involves part of your personal information being leaked in a data breach. And so the criminals, you know, with multi-factor authentication, which most of us have turned on, if you have not, do it. If you don't have it on, you need to do it.
It's a pain in the butt, but it's worth it.
It's worth it. Yes, yes. And on top of that, on the multi-factor, if you're not using it, there's going to be more security features coming along that are even better than multi-factor.
Good.
So take the steps, the baby steps as they come. Don't wait until you're in a hole to start trying to learn this stuff.
But the multi-factor drives me nuts because it gives you the multi-factor. And it gives you a little clock. You've got 15 seconds to punch in the code that they're going to send to your email.
Yes, yes.
And then your email doesn't get it for like another hour and a half.
Right, right.
And it just, it makes you want to jump off something tall.
Right, yes. No, I get it. I struggle with the same things. You know, I do this prevention for a living and I struggle with the same issues. But on this Star 72, oftentimes what's happened is your password's been compromised, particularly to your financial accounts. And so the criminals will call you posing as your bank. There's a problem on your account, you know, and when we see caller ID say it's our bank name's fraud department, it hits the panic button instantly. So
sure,
most people answer, even though that little voice inside your head says, no, this isn't real, don't answer. We end up answering. And what happens is they will talk you through a series of problems on your account, and then they will tell you they're going to transfer you to a supervisor, or they're going to transfer you and bring the FBI in on the conversation. There's all kinds of stories they tell you, but basically it comes down to they're bringing in higher level people on the problem that they have told you is on your account. And they do tell you you need to dial Star 72 and this number, and it will bring that person in. Well, there's just another person sitting in the room, part of the scam. And what you have done is just forwarded your phone to a number where they can hit enter on that password and they get that multi-factor code. And then they log in and take over your financial accounts.
Okay, that's clever.
The criminals are brilliant. I mean, they're not stupid. They're actually very brilliant, which is why we have to, again, take those steps, implement those little things that we know all along in order to stay ahead of them, because they're always trying to come up with new ways. Always.
And there are some old ways, as you were talking through this, some old ways that we've talked about several different times. So there's certain things that you'll see with every one of these scams that are pretty consistent. So there's always that immediacy. You've got to do this right
now. Right.
And there's also the fear factor associated with this. Like in this case, you mentioned, you know, there's a problem with your bank account and we're going to have to get this squared away and we're probably going to have to bring in the FBI.
Yes.
Well, when I hear FBI or IRS or any of the other
right,
alphabet agencies, I'm going to start freaking out.
Right.
Because
yeah,
I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah.
I'm way too pretty for jail.
You sit a little taller in that seat real quick, don't
yeah,
you? Yes.
Like big time. And,
yes.
And things pucker up that you don't want puckering up.
Well, that's where I was going. But
yep.
Okay. Yes. And you know, all of us, I don't know about you, I shouldn't say all of us, have you ever gotten that missed call on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
And you know you had your phone. You know it didn't ring.
Yeah.
Yes, that is one of the clues that your calls have been forwarded. So,
oh, really?
Yes, yes. So if it happens repeatedly, if it happens occasionally, you know, I mean, it could just be happenstance in the lines. But if it happens repeatedly, that is a real good clue that your phone is forwarded. Star 73, by the way, takes the forwarding off.
Oh.
So, yes. So if you think that has happened, hit star 73. But another kind of very closely related aspect of this, one of the things that the criminals are doing when they can gain access to that account is immediately changing your phone number, your personal information, your phone number, and or your email address on your accounts, so that when the bank does discover that something weird is going on your account and they do attempt to actually contact you, all of those attempts route them to the criminal, who then approves the transactions. So periodically, when you log into that bank account, and you should be logging in regularly and looking at it, but periodically also look at your personal information and make sure there's been no changes to that.
Now, when they do the Star 72 scam, they can actually access your phone at that point.
They can access the text messages, the phone calls. It literally forwards the information. So,
gotcha.
Where you're talking about them accessing the whole phone and all of the information in there, that typically happens with a SIM swap. So they have called your phone company and they know enough information, again, oftentimes through data breaches, through social media and whatnot. They have enough information to pass those security questions and pose as you. And then they tell your phone carrier that they've gotten a new phone. Their phone was lost. It was stolen. They now have a new phone and they need everything transferred over to this new SIM. And so your phone effectively gets mirrored onto their phone.
And are there any safeguards in place from my phone carrier?
Yes, the big phone carriers, the major phone carriers, all have a SIM swap block, I guess, if you will, to where they have to take extra measures to confirm that it's you. Oftentimes, it has to happen through logging into the app that you have to give that access to.
Gotcha.
So,
'cause I was going to say, that seems like a pretty, for as large as some of these companies are, you would think they'd have a little bit more security.
Yes.
On this.
Yes. And they were lagging behind. I mean, obviously, the scam happened before the safety happened because they didn't know they needed it. But now those safety measures are there. So, yeah, log into your phone app, your phone carrier app, and check out that SIM protection.
And that's part of the problem, too, is that these scammers have become so creative that as quickly as you can figure out a way to combat them, they've already got 15 other scams working.
Yeah, that's exactly right, which goes right back to where we started the conversation today about taking those little steps as they come. Implement these new steps as they come. Stay up on your education on the fraud prevention, because I promise you the criminals are. And with AI now, that education level for the criminals is happening very, very quickly, because they don't have to sit and research. The AI will do the research for them and give them the summary in just a few seconds.
Now, is that what they're doing, these scammers? Are they actually using AI to come up with new, more creative ways of scamming people?
I don't know that they're using it to come up with new ways, but when they think of those new ways, they're using AI to implement it quickly.
Gotcha.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't know that the AI has jumped so far out of its sandbox that it's coming up with ways to scam people. Although, you know, some models have more guardrails against asking questions like that than others do. So,
sure. And yeah. you quickly learn if you use like ChatGPT enough. There are certain things that it'll flag. It won't let you talk about.
Right.
For example, in my capacity with the sheriff's office, I might want to do something on bullying. Well, as soon as it acknowledges the word bullying, it automatically stops me from doing what I'm doing and says that it can't move forward.
Right.
So you quickly learn.
This is a taboo subject. We can't talk about it. Yes.
So we figure out different workarounds.
Yes.
And I'm sure the bad guys are doing the exact same thing.
Exactly. They're doing exactly the same thing. And another way that they're using the AI technology is in that research on us. So with the technology advancements, with the AI advancements, and we've talked about the data breaches, there's a ton of information out there on this, you know, and so gathering that information in order to bypass those security questions, in order to craft a story that you're likely to get drawn into with AI, that part happens very, very, very quickly.
You mentioned something earlier I'm going to have you mention one more time and get a bit more in depth in, because it's probably one of the simplest things that you can do to protect yourself, which is regularly check your bank account.
Yes, regularly, daily, ideally. And most of your financial institutions, credit card companies, banks, credit unions, offer transaction alerts. So anytime a transaction is processed, you can get a push notification. So it alerts you, you know, if you're really standing in the store making that charge, okay, no big deal. But if at 2 a.m. your phone, you know, your card is being used in Hong Kong, that's a big red flag. You probably need to deal with it right then.
And the banks want to help you out with this because the banks are losing billions of dollars every single year as a result of this fraud.
They absolutely are. Yes. Somebody is eating that cost. When you get that money refunded to you, somebody ate that cost if the transaction wasn't too far in to be stopped, which is another reason you need to get on top of it right away, because sometimes they can just stop the transaction altogether and then nobody suffers a loss. So yes, keeping an eye on it, working together, because I've said before too, it really takes all of us working together to put a dent in this.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because most places that you call these days, you get the automated dial 1 for Spanish, dial 2 for ancient Aramaic, dial 3 for Latin.
Yes.
And when you're calling your bank, you dial the 800 number for fraud. Generally, you get a person immediately.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
How seriously they take this.
Yes. And you've kind of led into another point, which is calling back. So having a hang up and call back rule, if they call you, you don't know who you're talking to. So kind of just implement this self-imposed rule that you are never going to do a transaction or share information until you have hung up that phone and you have called back at a number that you have verified. And so that number on the back of your card, whether that's your debit card or your credit card, that is the number you know gets you to your bank. So hang up and call that number. And I really suggest people take the time to sit down and put those numbers as a contact in your phone, because if it happens to be that card that's at home and you don't use very often, you know, then you have to wait till you get back home to get that number. So save it as a contact in your phone. Additionally, the criminals will set up numbers, take control of numbers that are very similar on common misdials. Like instead of 888, it's an 800. And they will take over those so that when you think you've dialed the right number, it is actually the criminals that you're talking to. So take the time to sit down when you're not in a panic, put those numbers in your phone as a contact, and that way you always have them with you.
Just one more quick question. All of these scams, it's so difficult trying to keep up with them. It's downright daunting. Is there a website that I can go check out to try to keep up on these things?
Well, there will be very, very soon. In November at the Department of Securities, we are launching our fraud prevention classes. And you will be able to go to the Department of Securities website and log in for a free monthly class on the second Tuesday of every month. Plus, we're going to have two podcasts a month that will also be hosted on our webpage. So securities.ok.gov.
And you'll be joining us each and every Wednesday for Grift Busters. Tara Harden, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Well, coming up right after the break, we've got a lot more to talk about. Tragedy in the small town of Wellston. A firefighter dies battling a massive wildfire. It's 82 degrees under clear skies at 729. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. John Sununu won the Republican Senate primary in New Hampshire, defeating former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown. The names are released of those killed by a cargo plane which smashed into their vehicle in Florida at Miami-Dade International Airport. There's a new memorial for New York City Port Authority employees who lost their lives in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing and the 9/11 terror attacks. The U.S. confirms it struck multiple Iranian tankers Tuesday.
Forces destroyed five Iranian crude oil carriers after the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps targeted a U.S. Navy warship with ballistic missiles twice over the past 2 days. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Lindsey Clancy's lawyer asked President Trump to consider pardoning her just days after a mistrial was declared in her triple murder case. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. Let me tell you something most people don't know. When you've been in a car wreck, the insurance company isn't calling to check on you. They're calling because time is their friend, not yours. The insurance company wants a recorded statement before your adrenaline wears off and before your injuries fully show themselves. Why? Because anything you say in the first few hours can be used to undervalue your claim or outright deny it later. Here's the takeaway. You're not required to give a recorded statement to the other driver's insurance company. You should never guess about your pain. You shouldn't guess about your injuries or even how the accident happened. Let the medical professionals evaluate you and let an attorney protect you. So the next time an adjuster calls immediately after a crash, remember, they're not being helpful. They're being strategic. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. A lawsuit involving Norman's $1 billion Rock Creek Entertainment District is headed back to court. Oklahomans for Responsible Economic Development is challenging the project's tax increment financing plan. They argue that taxpayers should have had more input in the process. The project has survived previous legal challenges and remains on track for a planned 2028 opening. A judge was scheduled to hear the motions Tuesday, but no updates have since been provided. Oklahoma State University has selected sites for a new $330 million veterinary teaching hospital and agronomy discovery center in Stillwater. University leaders say the projects will expand agricultural research, veterinary education, and animal health care efforts. The hospital will feature advanced technology for both large and small animal care, while the discovery center is set to focus on crop and soil research. Officials call the projects a major investment in Oklahoma's agricultural future. Planning and development are moving forward at a currently unannounced date. Special Care is expanding its Oklahoma City area facility to help meet growing demand for child care, education, and therapy for children with and without developmental disabilities. The expansion will also include an expanded autism clinic, a storm shelter, and an all-day program for children with severe and profound disabilities. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, what makes ICS the top choice for concrete floors?
At ICS, we use polyurea coatings. It's four times stronger than traditional epoxy. They're resistant to scratches, oil stains, and even UV fading, making them ideal for garages, patios, or even commercial spaces. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty for homeowners.
Now that's some tough stuff. So how do these coatings hold up in Oklahoma's crazy weather?
Man, they're built for it. Crack resistant and able to handle extreme heat or cold. And the best part, our polyurea cures in hours, so your floor is ready the next day with no downtime.
Wow, fast and durable. That's a winning combo. What's the first step for listeners?
Just give us a call for a free, no-obligation estimate, and we'll customize the solution for your space.
All right, guys, don't wait. Transform your floors with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or visit icsconcretecoatings.com for your free estimate today.
Hello, this is Michael McGuire with McGuire Capital. I want to personally invite you to tune in to my show each and every Saturday. It's called The Bull and Bear Show. It starts at 10 a.m. and runs to 1 p.m. You'll get to know me each and every week. And more importantly, when the time's right for you, we'll set a one-on-one meeting and I'm going to get to know you, your family, and your retirement goals. Together, you and I will lock arms and I'll get you to and through retirement. Tune in starting at 10 a.m. Saturday on Freedom 96.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door. And we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be mostly sunny and hot with the temperature reaching a high of 101, which breaks the record high of 99 last seen in 1970. Tonight will be cloudy and warm with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots and a low of 74. Tomorrow will have considerable cloudiness, be not as hot but still humid with a few showers and a thunderstorm possible. There might be beneficial rain, but it could lead to flash flooding. The high will be around 85. Friday will be partly sunny with a high of 95. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning and welcome back on this hump day, September 9th, 2026. 82 degrees outside right now under clear sunny skies. Hang on, there's the hotline. Let me grab that real quick. Hi, Freedom 96.9.
Aaron, this is Ron in California.
Hey, Ron.
You know, it's almost time for the state fair.
And yeah.
I remember back in Illinois where you could pay to go to the fair and see a fat lady with tattoos. But now, you can do that for free at your neighborhood grocery store.
Or I can do it when I visit my mother-in-law. Let's check out your Freedom First News headlines now on Freedom 96.9. A Wellston firefighter has died after suffering a medical emergency while battling a wildfire in Lincoln County. Joe Flank was taken to the hospital in critical condition on Monday after fighting a fire that burned more than 260 acres near Kearney. He later died from his injuries. Flake had joined the Wellston Fire Department just a few months ago after retiring as a truck driver. The fire department says he wanted to continue serving his community. The tragedy comes as the drought continues to create dangerous wildfire conditions across Oklahoma. Well, Governor Kevin Stitt is denying parole for convicted murderer Verna Stafford, who was involved in 9 killings in Oklahoma and Texas back in 1978. 6 people were killed during a robbery at the Oklahoma City Steakhouse, followed by the killings of a Texas family along I-35. Stafford received life sentences after testifying against her husband, who was executed back in 1995. The Pardon and Parole Board voted 3-2 to recommend parole last month, but Stitt rejected it yesterday. Stafford would have faced another life sentence if the parole had been granted. Well, Cleveland County taxpayers will pay $18 million under a $20 million settlement over the death of Shannon Hanchett in the county jail. Commissioners voted 2-1 yesterday to approve the deal, with the county's insurance covering another $2 million. Hanchett spent 11 days in jail before she died in 2022 at age 38. Her family alleged that she was denied adequate medical and mental health care. The sheriff's office did not admit liability, and Commissioner Rod Cleveland opposed the settlement, saying the case should have gone to trial. A former Oklahoma lawmaker is asking the state Supreme Court to block Governor Kevin Stitt from putting a constitutional convention question on next year's ballot. Former Representative Mark McBride argues that only the legislature has the authority to submit that question to voters. Stitt says the Constitution requires Oklahomans to get the opportunity to consider the convention every 20 years, and it's been 56 years now since they've had that choice. McBride is asking the court to declare Stitt's action unconstitutional and stop the April 2027 vote. Oklahoma lawmakers spent about 8 hours behind closed doors yesterday reviewing allegations of improper conduct involving Republican Representative Danny Williams. The House Rules Committee reviewed the investigation findings, heard directly from Williams and his attorney, and requested additional information from the House legal staff. No formal action was taken, and the committee plans to meet again on Thursday. The details of the allegations and investigations have not been made public. Any potential disciplinary action would ultimately be considered by the full House. Williams has said that he expects to be cleared. Oklahoma is ending a federal program that provides a third meal to students at schools with extended hours. The program is set to end on October 1st, forcing districts to rethink schedules, staffing, and transportation built around the supper program. State officials say they were in there were some compliance problems, and the USDA recommended ending the program. But school leaders say lawmakers say that districts received very little notice after school year had already started. The state says districts can instead apply for federal after-school snack programs. A proposed data center in Enid is promising major economic investment, but it's also drawing some opposition from some residents. Project Thunderbird would span about 1,735 acres across four campuses and include its own power generation. Developers say that it could create up to 600 permanent jobs and generate millions of dollars in new revenue for schools and local services. The project is also designed to provide backup power and fiber for Vance Air Force Base. Critics have raised concerns about the impact on water, electricity, and the community. Well, Mustang is getting ready to saddle up for one of Oklahoma's biggest hometown celebrations. Mustang Western Days is this Friday at the Wild Horse Park with a rodeo, Western Days parade, live entertainment, food, arts and crafts, a car show, and plenty of activities for the kids. The celebration draws tens of thousands of people every single year. This year marks the 50th Western Days. Wes Glinsman, and Jeff Hopper with Western Days. Morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Doing well. Thanks for having us.
Good having you. I'll have you get just a little bit closer to the microphone, if you don't mind. So there's a whole bunch going on, and this is an especially cool one because it's not just the anniversary of Route 66, but it's also the 50th anniversary of Western Days.
It is, yeah. I mean, this is a big event every year, and we really expect this to be one of our biggest yet. We have had a record number of vendors and food trucks that are going to be out there. Going to be a huge parade entry for Saturday morning to come out there on Highway 152. So, as you said, we've got just a lot of events for all ages, and we're really looking forward to having everybody in the community out.
So far, it looks like the weather is going to be holding out pretty well for you. I know you've had a couple times where it's been just powerfully hot. You've had once or twice in the past 10 years or so where it rained a little bit. Looks like this is going to be a nice one.
I've been saying anything under triple digits, I'll take it. So, yeah, it looks like it's going to cooperate. So,
kind of talk to me about what's on the agenda. So Friday, you've got the rodeo.
Friday night at 8 o'clock, we'll have the rodeo. And then, obviously, again, Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Friday afternoon, we've got chili cook-off. Saturday, we have the chuck wagons, but Friday night, they're going to do an ice cream, homemade ice cream contest just between them, but come out and enjoy some free homemade ice cream. And then we'll start Saturday morning with a pancake breakfast, go into the parade at 10 o'clock, then back over to Town Center for a car show, antique tractors, live entertainment, and then Saturday from 4 to 7, we're having a free concert with Super Freak.
Nice. Oklahoma's own Super Freak.
Oklahoma's own Super Freak, correct.
Yep. So definitely show up hungry for this thing.
Yeah, if you go home hungry from Mustang this weekend, it's your own fault. Because between all of our great food vendors we're going to have out there, along with all the different cook-offs and other activities going on, there really is going to be something for everybody.
The rodeo is always a big draw. Kind of talk to me a bit about that. We're going to have a lot of pretty good names there.
It's like you said, it's an IPRA rodeo, so professional rodeo. So we have contestants from literally all over the country coming in. And, you know, all your standard rodeo events, bull riding, barrel racing. We also have the mutton busting for the little kids, which is a huge draw.
Yep. So that's always fun to watch. Parents always really enjoy doing that, too. And you got food trucks galore. Now, all the money that's raised is going towards the high school. Is that right?
No.
A portion of it?
A portion goes to different events. So some of the, like the high school, they have their own race event for all the kids run around
the
track.
Gotcha, the 5K. Yeah.
The chamber puts this on. A lot of this will go back into our chamber efforts, to our scholarship funds, things of that nature.
Very cool. So what time should people be getting there, and what can they expect this Friday?
I mean, it's really kicking off all day Friday around town. There's a storefront decorating contest that anybody's welcome to come see. But really, we'll have vendors start loading in at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon into the park. So really, anytime after 4 or 5 o'clock, we'll have events going on there. As you said, the chili cook-off will be going on that night. But then things really get going Saturday morning with the pancake breakfast. And then, as you said, 10 a.m. is the big parade, which is kind of the big kickoff. And then we'll be there all day in Wild Horse Park on Saturday.
And the parade is going to be huge this year.
Yeah, it's we've got a not quite a record number of entries, but a lot of entries. A lot of people that haven't participated in the past are coming in. You know, I think everybody's excited about the 50th anniversary. With this being the 250th anniversary of America, we did a red, white, and boots kind of patriotic theme. Nice. I think that brought some people in. So I think we're going to have a lot of really fun, really good creative entries in the parade this year.
How many entries do we have? Do you know? Last time we talked, you said it might be close to 100.
I think we're right around that, maybe just a little bit more. We're going to be finalizing the lineup tonight, so I'm sure we'll have some late entries coming in today. But we're right around that, so it's going to be big. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So it's going to rival the Liberty Parade over in Edmond. Then that thing's huge.
Yeah, no, they put on a great event, but we think what we're going to have this year is just as good. And like I said, it really is something for everybody. So we hope everybody will come out and enjoy the nice weather, and come join us in Mustang this weekend.
Very cool. Well, gentlemen, thanks so much for coming out and talking to us a bit about Mustang Western Days. That's coming up this upcoming weekend. Well, like we mentioned during the newscast, Oklahoma is ending its federal program that provides a third meal to students at schools with extended hours. The program ends on October 1st, forcing districts to change schedules and staffing. State officials cite compliance problems and say the USDA recommended ending it, but school leaders and lawmakers say they got very little notice on this, and the state is suggesting an after-school snack program instead. I didn't even realize the schools were providing supper for kids, along with breakfast and lunch, so at what point should parents be responsible for feeding and raising their own kids? There are plenty of programs out there for low-income parents. Why are taxpayers on the hook for feeding children every single meal of the day? I want to get your take on this one. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. It is 83 degrees and sunny at 746. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom. Traffic. Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Checking out Freedom Traffic on this Wednesday morning. Got a big traffic issue northbound 35 near Southeast 51st. Expect delays due to a heavy police presence there. Again, that is northbound 35 near Southeast 51st.
In this election season, when Oklahoma City wants real answers, real debate, and real truth, they listen to the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
What a great day to be an American! Major Ed Polito coming in hot and inviting you to participate in the 16th annual Major Ed Invitational on September 20th and 21st at the Greens Country Club, benefiting the Empower the Veterans Foundation. Please join me Sunday evening for our kickoff party and live country music from the Chad Todd Band. And on Monday, enjoy golf and live entertainment from the Kyle Rayner Band. For event sponsorships or to register your team, go to majored.org. And as I always say, God bless the United States of America. Hoorah!
You know, new Ford F-Series trucks have been the best-selling trucks in America for 49 years, nearly a half century. Now at Vance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll find new Ford trucks of every model, color, and price, each shown on our website with the lowest estimated monthly payment. You'll also see every discount, rebate, and incentive. Simply go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. On our website, you'll also see hundreds of new Fords and read about our lifetime engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee, free with each purchase. One you'll appreciate once your manufacturer's warranty ends. Free with each purchase. One you're going to appreciate when your manufacturer's warranty ends. And it's good as long as you own your vehicle. Shop new Ford trucks in Guthrie at Vance Country Ford, 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, or go to VanceAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details on lifetime guarantee with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about the station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
The IRGC is a spokesperson, the parliament is a spokesperson, and they also have a president who came out and essentially said, we'd like to go back to the MOU. What does Secretary of State Marco Rubio say about that?
Well, look, I mean, that ship in many ways has sailed, no pun intended, with regard to the Straits. At the core issue here is they're never going to have a nuclear weapon. I have to remind people that continuously. This is all about the fact that they want to possess a nuclear weapon and threaten the world with it, and we'll never allow that to happen.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good morning and welcome back. Well, just one more day of sweltering heat, and then finally we get a bit of a break from this month-and-a-half-long heat spell that we've seen. Today we'll see mostly sunny skies. It's going to be hot. Possible record-breaking high of 101 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, warm, maybe a chance for showers and a low of 74. Then on Thursday, hallelujah, finally cloudy, humid, maybe a chance for thunder showers throughout the day and a high of about 85 degrees. Then on Friday, partly sunny, high of 95 degrees. Right now it's 83 degrees and sunny at 750. Well, a federal program providing a third meal to Oklahoma students will end October 1st. The decision is forcing some schools to rethink schedules, staffing, and transportation that were built around the supper program. State officials say the program had compliance issues and the USDA recommended ending it, but lawmakers and school leaders say they weren't given enough warning to make the change. I didn't even realize that schools were providing three meals per day for students and staying open extra hours, paying staff extra money using taxpayer dollars in order to do it. Now, I'm not arguing that a hungry child should not be fed. I'm asking whether taxpayers should be responsible for providing three meals per day and whether schools should stay open longer, hire more people, and run more additional buses simply to provide that third meal. If there's a child who truly needs help, let's target the help to that child. But turning schools into a three-meal-a-day restaurant for everybody raises legitimate questions about where government responsibility ends and where parental responsibility begins. But I want to hear your take on this one. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, if you want to weigh in on this. Where does the responsibility of schools end? Schools are primarily, or at least they should be primarily, responsible for educating children. Not necessarily providing breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, staying open extra hours. At what point do the kids actually see mom and dad? Is it 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night, just before bed? The schools are raising your kids, and that's the problem. There's no more family time. We're not sitting down and eating dinner together as a family because now the kids are eating dinner in schools. And you and I, the taxpayers, are funding it. Three meals a day, we already fund substantial school nutrition programs. The question is whether government should also pick up the tab for a third meal for children who may already have access to food at home. And chances are they do. We've got plenty of programs that help low-income parents provide food for kids. You never hear about a kid starving to death for anything outside of abuse, obviously, but you never hear about kids starving. If anything, you hear about kids and the obesity problem that we've got here in the United States. Mark is joining us now from Fairview. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Not too bad at all, thank you. What you thinking?
I'm thinking that, you know, when I sent my kids to school when they were younger, it's like I sent them there for an education. You know,
right.
I didn't send them there to get fed breakfast. Yeah, we all had that school lunch because, you know, either you brought your lunch or you paid for it there.
Yep.
And that part of it, I understand.
Yeah, and I'm
but
cool
like,
with that.
That's one of those. I don't have a problem with that part of it. But it's like, do the parents not have either? If you don't have the time, then you need to rearrange something to where you can at least get your kids fed in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and then when you get off work, and I know, granted, being a parent, it can be tough sometimes, especially when you work, especially if both parents are working, but if you're both working, you both commit to figuring out a way to do this to make sure my kids are going to get fed, by me.
Right.
I'm not going to rely on everybody else in the state to do it for me.
You know, my mother, I was raised by a single mother. My mother worked also. She worked a full-time job and a part-time job. We didn't always have dinner at the same time, but there would be a snack for us when we got home. So you get a snack, you go outside, you play for a while, then you come home and maybe dinner is at 7 o'clock instead of 5 o'clock. But either way, yeah. Even though she was struggling financially, there was never enough money, we always got dinner and we always had breakfast, and we're not relying on the school to provide all this stuff for us. But at some point we've come to the point where right now our kids are being fully raised by our schools. From 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night, they're at school getting breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and the only time they're home is just before you put them to bed.
Exactly. And the thing is, I look at it now, is the education that they're getting net better now than what it was?
No.
And I don't think it is. I mean, granted, when I went to school, we started at 8:30. We got out at 3:30. Or I think we started about 8 and we got out at about 3:30.
That's about right.
My parents, my dad worked, my mom was a stay-at-home mom. So there was, you know, that was that part of it. But I guarantee you, if there had been a friend of mine that had both parents working, my mom would have said, if you can be over here by this time, I will fix you breakfast. You know, and it was, I guess we've become so isolated now in our neighborhoods. I mean, it used to be you knew everybody in your neighborhood. Unfortunately, now people have become so isolated, they want to be totally, completely independent of anybody else. And then when they come to the point of needing help, there's no one there to step up and say, hey, if you could do this, I'll help you out on that. Because I stay at home, you know, you go to work, great, okay. But nothing like that is happening anymore, and it's all, everybody goes, well, the government should do this. No, I want the government out. Yep. Get out, get away, go, just get as far away as you can, because the more government gets involved, the worse everything seems to get.
You're 100% right. Mark, thanks so much for calling in, man. I appreciate your comments. Well, thanks. The extra hours issue is also important. If schools are extending the day in part to qualify for federal supper funding, taxpayers aren't just paying for the food. We're also paying for additional staffing. We're paying for transportation. We're paying for utilities. We're paying for operated costs, all these other costs that are associated with keeping kids in schools longer. And what's really the educational justification for this? If schools are going to be keeping students an extra hour, it should be clear that it's for an academic purpose, not just to meet a meal requirement. So basically having study hall where they're sitting there essentially messing around for a couple hours waiting for dinner to be ready, is that the best use of your tax dollars? Also, there seems to be this feeling that federal money is free money. Federal money ain't free. Even when the money comes from Washington, it's still taxpayer money. It's money that comes out of your wallet. It's money that comes out of my wallet. So the question is this the best use of these tax dollars? Especially when, and again, I understand that some families struggle, but there are plenty of programs for those families that are struggling to put food on the table. We have food stamps still. We have WIC, the WIC program. We have programs that are in place where no child should starve. So why are we still funding all of these additional programs? Again, we have not so much a starvation problem here in the United States. We have an obesity problem. How many times have you gone to the beach or gone to the park and seen kids that are playing, and there's a good portion of them are morbidly obese? Again, not to sound like an old guy, but growing up, we didn't see a whole lot of fat kids. And these days, probably half the kids that you see are morbidly obese. And this is translating to large problems for them, health problems, as they get older. My point is, we need to give parents responsibility. We need to return parenting to the parents and not just have the schools do the parenting for us. A reasonable argument is that government should just be a safety net. It shouldn't be the default provider for every basic household responsibility. If you're going to have the children, you should be raising the children. And you should understand that there's a cost that comes with raising the children. But when we rely on government for everything, the problem is, at some point, government can take everything away from us. There needs to be some self-reliance on behalf of parents and on behalf of us as citizens to not rely fully on the government. Because when you rely on them for everything, they can take everything away from you. Thanks so much for joining us on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's another name for Wednesday. Just say it. Hump Day.
Guess what day it is?
Hump Day!
Hump Day!
It's Hump Day!
Hump Day!
Yeah!